not exactly a deal, but you can trust them.
Thank you, Lloyd. Lloyd Lindsey Young. We'll talk to David Lazarus later in the hour about how Capital One is now telling its cardholders, if you haven't read your privacy notice, we can show up at your house or your place of business. No, seriously. And they have an explanation for this, so we'll hear from David on that. Here comes the thing. We've talked a lot about privacy today with credit cards and all these other things. Let's talk about it with our kids and Facebook. Erica Elmutz is founder of ConsciousParents.org. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Gil. Thanks so much for having me tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that some people think about intensely and that other parents don't think about at all, which is having photos of their kids posted on Facebook. And we're not really talking here, because that's an easy choice for yourself, about whether you post your own kids' pictures on Facebook, because that's a choice that you make. It's family and friends doing that without asking.
Yeah, I think that's the interesting thing about it. When I first chose to write about it on my site, you know, that was really why I wrote about it, because it is one of those things that most people are just like, of course, it's not that really that big of a deal. And they don't really think that other parents may have a concern with it. And, you know, Facebook keeps evolving, and things that maybe were, you know, 5 years ago when we would post our pictures, only our friends would see it. But the privacy settings keep changing, and people don't really understand that there are some implications that we may not realize down the road.
Yeah, well, tell us, what are some of the things besides, unfortunately, the fact that it's pretty easy for people to save an image they find on Facebook and use it for whatever?
Yeah, well, I think the saving image is one thing, and it was interesting because when I wrote that article, it was amazing how many people have written in with their own stories of how they've been struggling with this, and it's still to this day the number one reason that people find my website is because of the Facebook topic. So
really,
it's a concern for a lot of it's amazing, because that's not what my site's really about. It's more about parenting,
yep. But
it happens to be the hot button that gets people thinking about it, because they're having a hard time with it. But for example, one of the things that can now happen is the whole geotagging thing. Like, a lot of people don't realize that if you take a picture with your iPhone and you post it to Facebook, unless you've disabled that security feature, that anybody who sees that picture on Facebook can immediately get a geographical location for where that picture was taken. And so again, like you said, we're not really talking about is it safe or is it not safe as much, but really, it, you know, how to handle it when,
yep. You
know, technology is really getting away from us.
Yeah, and you can control your own privacy settings. That's why I said it's not really that much of an issue for whether individuals want to do that and post their kids' pictures, which a lot of people do. But when other people post pictures of your kids, you can't control their privacy settings, and that's where you start to, you know, worry about some of these things. What have you heard? You've said that this topic has really, even though I know your column, it's your website, it is all about a ton of parenting issues. What are people telling you is the reason why this really caught their attention and brought them to your website?
Well, I think the reason that they're finding me is because they're searching for what can I as a parent do about it. And they're finding that they're not really getting a lot of help. I mean, I've had people ask me for legal advice and say, what can I do? I don't even know what to do. And I keep coming up against dead ends. I mean, I found that myself. I had somebody posting pictures of my daughter online, and she consequently unfriended me when I asked her to remove them. So I, through Facebook, was no longer able to even tell Facebook what the URLs were of those pictures. And I sent an email to Facebook and through their whole help system, and it just kind of went into the big black hole. And I think that's the key thing that parents are, the reason they find my site is because they're literally Googling, how can I keep someone from posting my child's picture on Facebook? I mean, that's the primary search term where people come and find that article.
Okay, so if you're concerned about that, especially in terms of people knowing where your kid is or something like that, and, you know, their photo being tagged by their friends, all well-meaning and all of that, but if you're concerned about that, how do you bring that up? Because you said that you brought it up with a friend, and next thing you know, you weren't friends anymore. So how do people bring that up? Hey, my kid's going to your birthday party. Listen, you know, take pictures, but if you post pictures to your website, could you crop my kid out or something like that? I mean, are people having that conversation?
Well, I think that there are some people that are having that conversation, but I think more importantly, the way to kind of sort that is to just begin having a conversation with people in your community about it. school, for example, they make you sign a waiver if you're okay with your child's image being used. So why aren't the same types of measures, you know, don't people think that, of course, that doesn't apply to social media as well? So I think the best thing to do is if somebody, most of the time, it's always completely innocent just because people aren't thinking about it. But yeah, that's why I picked that as the topic to write about, because most people will be like, I wouldn't even think that that would be a problem. I'm so sorry. And most people are really well-intentioned, but the best way to handle it would just be contact that person and say, hey, you know what, we've decided we're not going to have pictures of our child on Facebook. Do you mind removing the photo, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was done.
No. I'm just wondering whether some people go, oh, come on. I mean, seriously. I mean, this is the world these days. It's Facebook. I mean, don't be silly. You're being silly.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the reaction I got from the person that I spoke with that had posted pictures of my child, where she basically was like, well, you shouldn't even be on Facebook then if you're not going to put your child on there. So she was lecturing me about what to do. But most of the time, people are really respectful and they really understand, you know, everyone does have different choices.
Yeah.
For their family and what's okay, and just to have that respect that other, you know, whether it be putting pictures on Facebook or going to a birthday party and serving, you know, junk food as opposed to healthier food. I mean, there's lots of topics that the 10,000 foot view of this topic really can apply to. So it's really just about being aware that other parents pick different things for their family and that it's okay, and just respecting each other.
You know, one of the funny things is as young people, as teenagers have kind of fled Facebook and left it to the grown-ups, and they've gone on to Snapchat and a bunch of other things. Some of them are getting ticked off about this, not because of even safety warnings. It's just like, oh, grandma put my picture on Facebook, and now my friends have found it, and I hate Facebook, and now I don't look even cool, and can you stop grandma from putting my pictures on Facebook, please?
Yeah, no, that's so funny, because I can imagine that's happening, and, you know, and it's something that I've listened to lots of, you know, internet safety discussions about this, but because it's really just that technology's moved so quickly that it's really hard to keep up with. I mean, my parents never had to deal with teaching me about what's okay to put online and what's not, because ultimately, you know, Facebook does keep all of the images and apparently retains all the rights to do whatever they want with your images that you post on
your site. Right, right.
So people don't realize that, and they think,
you can just kind of lose control over a picture of your own kid. Yeah, interesting. And as I said, it's not just the battle between grown-ups about kid pictures now. Now it's a lot of kids going, Mom, Grandma, get my picture off the hell off of Facebook. I mean, my friends have seen it because, you know, my friends' moms and dads have posted it, and they've all commented on it. And really, you're so embarrassing me, which even gets us beyond safety. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, we were put here on Earth to embarrass our children, weren't we?
Well, you know, I think that's just inevitable, because we can never, they're always going to be embarrassed by something that we do. But I think the key point is when people do say, like, you know, the key point is the argument that just because everybody's doing it makes it okay is just not right. I mean, what are we ultimately trying to teach our children? Are we teaching our kids just to go along with something because it might be too hard to fight it? Or do we want to see enough of something that's important to us despite what other people may think? And I think that's the key bottom message to really what I was trying to bring up by writing that, to get parents thinking about that.
For the good old days when dad would take a Polaroid, and if you didn't like it, you'd, when he went to sleep, find the box of photos and tear it up into a million pieces. The simpler days. Erica Elmutz is founder of ConsciousParents.org. Erica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Gil. Really appreciate it.
All right, me too. Take care. All right, Gil Gross, Talk 910. David Lazarus is going to join us after the 6:30 news, and we'll get into this whole thing about Capital One, which now says, I doubt it'll be the Vikings, but they can. But why would they?